This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Rio de Janeiro, the capital of Brazil, on the fourth leg of his five-nation visit. He will attend the 17th BRICS summit in Rio tomorrow. In his social media post, the Prime Minister said, after the BRICS summit in Rio, he will head to Brasilia, where he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership with Brazil across several key sectors. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for a successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astra Light rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Earlier, on the third leg of his visit in Argentina, Mr. Modi held a productive meeting with the President Javier Milei yesterday. This was the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The one-on-one meeting was followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. The two countries agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. Before departing from Buenos Aires, the Prime Minister paid floral tribute at the busts of Mahatma Gandhi and Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discussed various issues of bilateral cooperation, including collaboration across multiple sectors, to further strengthen strategic partnerships during her meetings with BRICS counterparts in Rio de Janeiro last night. In a meeting with Russian Finance Minister Anton Silvanov on the sidelines of the BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting, she discussed issues of bilateral cooperation, particularly in the financial sector, as well as matters related to the New Development Bank. Ms. Sitharaman also met with Lan Fuan, Finance Minister of China, and Fernando Haddad, the Finance Minister of Brazil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Mukherjee had sacrificed his life to protect the honour, dignity and pride of the country. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw paid floral tributes at the statue of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee in New Delhi today. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Members of Parliament Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj, along with several other leaders, also offer tributes to Dr. Mukherjee. The Ashura of Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives in Karbala for upholding truth, righteousness and justice. Heavy rain lashed parts of Delhi, bringing the much-needed respite from the scorching heat. Similar weather conditions are expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh over the next 2 days. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for these regions till Tuesday. Extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh is also predicted for today and in the Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra over the next 2 days. In the United States, at least 49 people were killed and 27 children went missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. The dead include 15 children. Many were asleep when the Guadalupe River rose above about 30 feet within just 3 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives, especially children, in the devastating floods in Texas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.